Gifts of the resurrection. Gifts of the resurrection. There's so many gifts of the resurrection to be considered. Today, we reflect on one or two. There may be more that will come out for you. And there may be gifts that are cited here that are not top of mind. But consider there are other gifts coming out of the story of the resurrection. This is from the book of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us?" And when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in white sitting on the right side. And they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. There's a line from that scripture in verse 7 that deserves special attention. Verse 7 reads, "Tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." It is interesting that Peter is specifically named. Peter is set apart from the rest of the instructions. Now, Peter, you may remember, was told by Jesus that he would deny Jesus three times before the sun rose in the morning. Have you ever been denied? We all have. With that, the angel made it a point to inform Peter who had denied Jesus. The storyline of Peter throughout the last days of Jesus it's our story. We may believe and we have our doubts. We may believe and we often deny our affiliations. We may believe and we still have reservations despite our declaration of believing. There's also acknowledgments of our wrongs. Yeah, we have done a little wrong here and there. And we break down at the moment that we are busted or realized or discovered. Peter cried upon realizing that Jesus accurately predicted that he would deny him. This is scripture from Matthew, chapter 26, verses 69 through 74. Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard, and a maid came up to him and said, "You also were with Jesus the Galilean." But he denied it before them all, saying, "I don't know what you mean." And he went out to the porch. Another maid saw him, and she said to the bystanders, "This man was with Jesus of Nazareth." And again, he denied it with an oath. "I don't know that man." After a little while, the bystanders came up and said to Peter, "Certainly, you are also one of them, for your accent betrays you." And then Peter began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, "I do not know that man." And that's when the cock crowed. That's when the rooster declared mourning. At this point, Peter cried, realizing that he had betrayed Jesus. Just as had been predicted, Peter denied him. Jesus knew his people, and he knew Peter would disappoint him in this matter. We have this same trait. While we may believe, we may also deny. It may not look good, or we may be embarrassed having friends that look a certain way, friends that may not be approved by other friends. There are aspects of our existence that we like to keep secret. And our human nature wants us to hold on to both and maintain an appearance that does not disclose one to the other. Peter took a bold step and repented. Peter owned his deception and stepped up to his assignment, not taking anything away from the importance and the magnitude of the resurrection. The story of Peter stands out as an important life lesson for us all. Reading from Scripture, Matthew chapter 16, verses 18 and 19. "And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." So what does that mean to us? How is this relevant for today? What is this other message of the resurrection? Consider the following. There is so much content here. This is from the scripture found in 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. "Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same intention, for whoever has suffered in the flesh has suffered with sin, so as to live for the rest of your time in the flesh, no longer by human desires, but by the will of God. You have already spent enough time in doing what the Gentiles like to do, living in debauchery, passions, drunkenness, revels, carousing, and lawless idolatry. They are surprised that you no longer join them in the same excesses of dissipation, and so they blaspheme. But they will have to give an accounting to him who stands ready to judge the living and the dead. For this is the reason the gospel was proclaimed even to the dead, so that, though they had been judged in the flesh as everyone is judged, they might live in the spirit as God does. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be serious and discipline yourselves for the sake of your prayers. Above all, maintain constant love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins." This storyline of Peter is a powerful storyline which parallels the lives of each of us. This Resurrection Sunday, yes, has its value, its place, its importance. And also, let us reflect on the parallel that exists with the story of Peter, who denied Jesus, but also repented to the point where Peter, was the rock upon which the church was built. That was Peter's assignment. Let us be open and receptive to accepting our assignment and fulfilling on that assignment to the best of our God-given capabilities, so that we resurrect that Christ presence in us to be the expression of our assignment. And that will fulfill our assignment inside of the story of the resurrection. May God bless you in your assignment.